Well, welcome back to the Friends of Bacatti podcast. You've got Brad Mell and Chris Walker as ever. And our guest today is actually somebody based in the UK, which is quite rare for this podcast. It's Sarah Dent, who's the HR business partner at a company called Tronox. Now, this is the reason why we've got Sarah on is because we've had a very significant and very exciting development for the charity over the last couple of weeks, and she's been instrumental in that. So we're going to chat all about it. So first of all, Sarah, you all right? How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, really good. As I'm sure some people have seen, the company that Sarah works for is donating, I think it's 20 computers and sort of all relevant equipment that's going to go with that, that's going to be able to send out to Bacatti. And so we're just going to have a look at sort of how that's come about and, you know, the implications of that generous donation. But first of all, so the company is Tronox. For those that don't know, such as myself, actually, what is Tronox? What do they do as a business?
Yeah, so Tronox is a chemical manufacturing business, global business, and we make titanium dioxide. And in all honesty, until working there myself, I wasn't sure. basically, everything that's white. So if you think about your window frames or paper, we make the chemical that goes into it and makes it a really nice bright white colour.
There you go. And like a lot of people with Friends of Bacatti who's got involved over the years, you're a Scunthorpe United fan as well. And I think that's sort of how you know Chris and came across Chris and what he's doing. So how aware of the charity were you before sort of this sort of thing that we're doing now?
Yeah, I mean, I've been following Scunthorpe United since 97. I was about nine, giving away my age there, about nine at the time. And, you know, with that comes, you know, the social media side of it as well. And, you know, from Sunday through Friday, keeping an eye on all things football as well. So, obviously through that picked up, you know, what Chris has been doing as a Scunthorpe United fan, but also the charity as well. So was well aware of the charity. But then more recently saw the stand at the open day that Scunthorpe United had, and it brought it to the forefront of my mind again.
Yeah, that was the stand that we did, wasn't it, Chris? I mean, we haven't talked about that on here, have we? It was the one from Iron Aid Day. Do you want to just briefly chat about that a little bit?
Well, yeah, we can do, yeah. I mean, I asked to if I could have a stand on the open day, and they said, yeah, that's fine. Obviously, I spoke to yourself and Brian Smith and his wife, one or two others, because I didn't have a table or anything else, or chairs or anything. So I just brought the stuff that I had and set it up with yourself and Brian Simon.
Simon as well.
He eventually rocked up.
It was a good day. I enjoyed that. It was good.
It was very good. And that shirt that we the in the frame that we sold was brilliant. That was really good. That raised 75% of the money we got on the day, I think.
Yeah, it was fantastic. So obviously that puts the charity in the forefront. And then, so you sent a direct message to Chris saying there's this equipment at your company. You know, would you be interested? Is that the gist of it?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, obviously then got wind of the IT project specifically that Chris was organising. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, kind of two moments come together perfectly, because my colleagues in directly in the department were getting new laptops, and at the same time was aware of this project. So I thought, oh, hold on a second, they're getting new laptops. What on earth is happening with the old ones? So, you know, fine, it's not laptops that we're donating in the end, it's computers. So, you know, the tower version. But the conversation stemmed from them of sort of speaking to Alice and Mike, who were two of my colleagues in IT, and saying, Have we got anything we could maybe donate? And the answer was, of course, yes, which was wonderful.
Yeah, and Chris, it's been a while, hasn't it, since we've had a sort of IT donation as well, hasn't it? You know, it's
I've had one promised for a while, and it's still stuck in the company, and I've not been able to get anything out of them. Although I do keep trying from time to time. So there's a possibility we might have another go. You never know, do you?
It's all looking good, isn't it? So yeah, and then obviously you two met up in person one of the games. I think, which one was it? Do you remember?
No, gosh, I don't.
There you go.
For fixtures and things like that, but
yeah, it was only about 3 weeks ago, wasn't it?
I think I just bought my Cookie People cookie and turned around and saw Chris there, so recognizing his face, sort of thought I'd introduce myself and say hello.
Yeah, indeed, and as a result of that, you got your picture on the blog.
Which then, of course, that leads on to you, Chris. You went and visited the site, obviously, to see this equipment and, you know, everything like that. So maybe just talk a little bit about that day. And I think you met Mike and Alice as well, wasn't it? Is that right? And
yeah,
what was your experience there?
Yeah, I'd been to Scunthorpe in the morning for some family stuff, and then I'd arranged to visit Sarah at work somewhere around 2 o'clock. But I'd managed to get there a bit earlier, and I'd got to the visitor centre just inside their gate, gave Sarah a ring and said, "I'm in here now." Then Herb, Mike and Alice all came down to meet me. So they got me an ID pass thing for the day. And then took me into the storeroom, the big storeroom where they had all these computers and things. And there was quite a lot of stuff there. There was a lot of monitors. There was a lot of cables. There's a networking box thing. I'm not quite sure what that's actually called, but because I think we're getting that as well, one of those. So yeah, it was impressive. And I took a few pictures while I was there and posted it on the blog. So.
Yeah, and so I think one of the things I took from the blog, which I found quite interesting actually, was obviously, as you'd expect, all these computers will have been wiped and everything like that ready to be sent out. But also some software was getting put on, you know, so that will obviously help out a little bit in terms of the lessons. And because there is 20, there's enough to go across both sort of primary and the secondary, isn't there,
that's
as well?
Correct.
So
yeah, that's what we agreed right from the start, that it goes half and half between the primary and the secondary.
Mm. And you've spoke to the schools already, haven't you? They're aware that this is happening. What was the response like from that side?
Oh yeah, they were delighted. I mean, it's almost short notice really, because until I got everything in place, I didn't want to say anything.
Mm.
But now that it's all dropped in nicely, then I messaged the two heads, and they're both really pleased.
And it seems, I mean, perhaps yourself or Sarah can maybe talk about this. It seems it's all been quite a quick turnaround as well. I mean, I know you're going out. Is it next month you're going out there, is it?
Yeah.
Hoping to get it sort of sorted and sent off before then.
Yeah. I've already been in touch with the shipping company. So that the next thing we're doing with Tronox, once we've got all the equipment together, is working out how to get it to their offices in Leicester. So that's another negotiation with Mike, I think.
It's crazy how it's all come together, because, you know, we've just had a new apprentice start only 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And even as part of his apprenticeship, he's doing a project on the fact that he's put the software on these computers ready to be shipped. So you think, oh my gosh, everything's aligned pretty perfectly here.
That's quite interesting as well, because it shows that sort of, I guess, the people working at your company, they're getting a little bit back from this as well, aren't they? You know, it's sort of helping the development and things like that of some of your staff, by the sounds of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. So, Chris, let's talk a little bit about that shipping, because obviously we know how expensive it can be to send things over there. Mm-hmm. And obviously with a crate load of 20 desktops and all the stuff that goes with that, that won't be cheap, I can imagine.
No, just on a rough estimate, because I don't quite know the exact weight of the PCs and all the other stuff that's coming with it. I'm judging by the cost that they're showing on the company website, the air freight company. I think it's going to be somewhere around £1,200 to £1,500 in total, something like that.
Yeah, so that's going to be obviously your next target then, isn't it, as an organisation, is we need to raise the money to ship it out there, which I guess we could do another couple of events. We could do Simon's going to lose another shirt.
I think we might have to. At the moment, I've got £760-odd in the bank, account that I use for Friends of Pakaki stuff. I think Sarah mentioned, did you mention something about the possibility of some funds from Tronox or from a community thing there?
Yeah, we're certainly asking the questions, and you know, as we've already acknowledged, it's sort of been such a quick turnaround. Then one of the downfalls in that situation may be that, you know, the funds have already pretty much been allocated for this year, as you can imagine. But you know, questions are still being asked and conversations are still being had. So yeah, we'll continue working through that. And like you've just said, with some ideas, you know, maybe we could set up some sort of GoFundMe page or raise something in the newsletter, see if families are willing to donate some towards it as well. So there's options available, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be happy to bring my stall over and give a little presentation or something if that helps. I've done that before.
Definitely something we can explore, without a doubt.
Another thing as well is, I think it's worth a mention, Scunthorpe United, I think, have been involved a little bit as well, have they? Or is there some more stuff, I think, from them? Is that right?
I'm still trying to find out if they've got anything, but this weekend I'll try and get in touch. I know they're away again, but I can contact a couple of people at the club and see what they've got. Well, what I am thinking of doing is I think I mentioned it to Sarah or Mike, I can't remember. The shirts, the one that you're wearing, they haven't been selling, so I'm thinking of just shipping them out and giving
Send
them to
them
the
off. Girls. Yeah,
giving them to the girls. So that's another thing to box up and send away.
More weight, more money.
yeah. Well, the alternative.
It's all worth it.
Yeah, the alternative that I could do with that is put it in my luggage when I'm coming.
Yeah, true. Yeah. So you're hoping to go out there in October, aren't you? Yeah.
Yeah. Flights are booked, so.
Yeah, I think this is all really interesting. I think it's sort of fantastic, obviously, what the company is doing and Sarah, what you've been involved in. And it's always great, I think, when an IT donation can go out there, because I think that was the core mission of your charity when you first set it up, wasn't it? You know, so it goes right back to the start. Have you got any questions you want to ask before we sort of wrap up? Because I'm more or less there, Chris.
The kind of thing that would be interesting to know is Sarah, do you think there's going to be more to come at any time, or am I pushing my luck there, or is it possible this could be an ongoing thing?
So that I mean
you donate to us. I don't know. I'm just asking the question.
and you'd be daft not to ask the question, of course.
Yeah,
Chris,
absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
I'd probably ask the same question if I was in your shoes.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of feel like, you know, you're talking to me today, which is great, and I'm you know, I'm loving having this conversation with you. But as you know, I've been a facilitator in this between yourself and the IT department, and you know, absolutely would love to continue to be that facilitation, but of course that means that I haven't sort of got enough of a direct knowledge, if you like, to give you an answer. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, never say never. You know, we've got we've got IT being upgraded all the time for the very nature of our business. So I don't see any reason why not, that we can't continue to explore and continue to stay in touch, and you know, hope there's going to be more partnerships in the future.
That would be really good, because I'll certainly put your logo onto the website. Yeah. I mean, it's appeared in a couple of blogs already, and there's no reason why it shouldn't go on there as a donor. So
that's very kind, and you know, I'm one small person in a massive global company, and you know, I can't make any promises, but I can certainly do and have the right conversations, Chris, to try and support this charity in whatever way I can.
Anyway, I know you'll have a little chat with Mike tomorrow. Anyway.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What would be,
and,
I think,
and Alex as well.
I think what would be quite interesting as well is once it has all been sent out there, and you know, obviously, I'm sure Chris, if you're there in person, but also otherwise, you'll no doubt get some response from and sort of updates from the teachers there of sort of the students using the equipment and sort of how it's impacted. So I think, I'm sure that would be great to sort of feedback to the company as well, and sort of show how much of a difference it is actually making, you know, just these 20 equipment that, you know, was deemed not fit for use at the site, you know, but there's nothing really wrong with it. You know, it's good that it goes somewhere like this.
Yeah, I mean, I think I put it on the most recent blog, the school have had a like an IT suite.
Yes.
One of the classrooms converted. And it's been sort of fairly empty for the last year or so that they built it, I think. So to have 10 more computers in there plus the 4 or 5 that they've got already, they need a minimum of 10 to be able to formally do actual lessons, to put it onto the school curriculum. So this hopefully should be enough to at least get that going. And that would be the same down at the primary school.
That's fantastic.
And ultimately, that's what we wanted to do. The reason we included the primary school was fairly simple, which was, you know, if kids are learning at that nice young age, by the time they get to the secondary school, they'll be little wizards and they'll be able to use the computers properly. And hopefully that'll do well.
Yeah, lovely. I think that's it from me. Anything else from you before we're done? You done?
No, I think that's fine. It's been lovely to talk to Sarah and yourself again.
Yeah. Sarah, thank you for doing this, and thank you for sort of coming on. And, you know, maybe we could get you back on once, as we've said, once it's all gone out there and, you know, we can sort of see what's happening. But, yeah.
Sounds great.
Perfect. Brilliant. Right. Thank you very much for listening to this. As ever, you can donate on the website. We're trying to raise money to send these computers out there. That's obviously a big part of this project. Thank you for listening to this, and we will see you on the next one.